It was mixed emotions. Certainly a lot of sadness as well, because just over 31 years now in local politics, and it's a big decision for me to make. But I think I've made the right decision at this time. Maybe next year I might have my doubts, but due to medical considerations, I was left really with no alternative but to call today. There's a lot of things that I'd like to conclude and finish, but those are for our new team coming in. We have a strong council team in Derry. We have Mark H. Durgan, an existing minister in the executive, Colm Eastwood, the new leader. Certainly disappointing I'm not in that journey with Colm and his new leadership in terms of what's necessary to reinvigorate, energise and motivate the party. And for Jared Diver, it's a big challenge. You know, I have had my third election to the Assembly. They're never easy. The challenge is ongoing from other political parties, surge of independence coming forward.
You spent over 30 years fighting council and Assembly elections in the Creggan, the Brandywell, the Bogside, an area perhaps dominated by Sinn Féin. It can't have been easy, but it was a fight you never backed away from.
No, Creggan, Bogside and Brandywell was, I suppose, the cornerstone of my own life. Most of my own adult life, I grew up in the Bogside area. I was a youth worker there. And it is a difficult area compared to other areas. There is the bigger vote of Sinn Féin, and this year we had the election of a dozen Republicans to that area. So it was a bigger challenge there. You know, I would have certainly a very strong personal vote in that area. It's up now to Jared and the rest of the team to sell themselves. They need to be knocking doors and knocking doors and knocking doors again, to only make sure they get that message that you'll have good service from the SDLP if you elect a strong team going in.